back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively not in a crab cake place, but we're with crab cake people. Although sometimes it can cause you to eat more crab cakes. We're a foreign daughter. It's a cannabis dispensary, holistic pharmacy, wellness space, and we feel very, very welcome here. We're going to be joined by Michael Bronfine and Wendy Bronfine in our fourth hour, but we've got a little bit of a marathon here, and it is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I've got the unwrapped I tore them apart today because I know we're going to have like patients and adult use people coming in here. So I've got the host that. These smell like gingerbread. There's one for you. These smell like peppermint, but really don't smell like peppermint. They more smell like gingerbread because they've been too close to the peppermint here. These are the peppermint. These are the peppermint payout multipliers. A lot of winners last couple of weeks. We have one more Maryland Crab Cake Tour stop. We're going to be up at Wise Markets in Honeygo on Monday. We're going to have former Maryland Stadium Authority Chairman Tom Kelso joining us, as well as former wrestler Derek Frazier. But today, we have royalty. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gina Schock of the Go-Go's. My Dundalk compatriot has decided to meet us out here in Timonium. I want to hear how she pronounces it. We'll have her as well. In the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to have Hex CEO Drew Westerveld, who I use his products. So I brought these out onto the set here today. And I looked on the back, and it says manufactured Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to tell the story about how this gets all the stink out of my stank and my yoga clothes when I get hot and sweaty. It makes things smell better. So I'm going to learn science, education today. What else are we going to do? We're going to do lacrosse today. We're going to do a lot of rock and roll today. We're going to do cannabis today. We're going to do holidays today. Might even do eggnog before it's all over with. But first things first, crab cakes. I've been meaning to have this guy on for literally years, right? Like, were you ever a caller to the old WNST?
Listener. I mean, I was on, you had us on for an interview, like, right after the Taste of the Town.
Right.
In Pikesville.
Taste of the Town was the name of that, right? So I had is it Wendy that runs the...
Would have been Jessica Normington, maybe?
No, I had Jessica on. I had... I lost your name.
Don't Wendy be, her?
No, I've had Wendy on. Either way, the person that invited me to be a part of that, it was at the Suburban Club,
yep,
right?
Right.
Suburban. So many years ago. So Jerry and his wife, Erin, run Clean Cuisine, which is in the plaza where Steve's Deli was a sponsor of mine with delicious... I miss your corned beef, Steve. I do. I really do.
Steve just came in and got food from us the other day.
He's a customer.
He's a customer of
ours. Can you stock his corned beef? If you stock his corned beef, you make a fortune.
Right.
You know what? It's funny because it's a Saville corned beef, and we do carry Saville corned beef, but we put it on the menu and just... Our brisket's our number one thing. We make our own brisket. It's phenomenal. It's better than anyone's brisket, bar none, just like our crab cakes.
He's been saying this to me from the minute I met him. You've been saying, I have the best crab cakes.
I will put
best
our crab
cakes, best brisket.
I'll put our crab cakes up against anyone, and they're gluten-free. There's no breading in them. They're all jumbo lump, and it's all fresh crab meat, never pasteurized, never, ever pasteurized.
I'm wondering why I got your levels wrong, but you picked up her mic, and she picked up your mic. You did the switcheroo on me. That hasn't happened since Moeller. You know, so he used to do that every week, and a guest would have the wrong thing, and I got poor Barbara McCulsky at the wrong level. So you guys run Clean Cuisine, and I'm going to tell the whole story about how I know you, and then we're going to prepare the crab cake for the crab cake tour. Because I don't want anybody saying, like, you're a curio foreign daughter, you're doing hacks, where's the crab cake party? There's no crab cakes at Foreign Daughter. I've been over there. They make me want crab cakes, but there's no crab cakes there.
So you mentioned Barbara McCulsky.
Yes.
She is a customer, and not only does she love our brisket, but she would not try any our crab cakes at first. She tried them, and she said... the absolute best she's ever
okay,
had.
Okay, so let me tell you this. The last guest I had on this year's program was a family member now, Chef John Shields, who it turns out I'm related to.
Okay.
From Gertrude's. He has a Barbara McCulsky crab cake on his menu that I have not tried because he didn't make it that day. He makes it specially for her. It's her recipe from her family bakery and the whole deal. He said it has something to do with breadcrumbs and the way she wants it made with her bakery. And it's on the menu sometimes. It wasn't on the menu 2 weeks ago when I was there with Dan Roderick. So Jerry, I got to give the full story for you because this is going to make them laugh and the poor people that are here at Foreign Daughter watching our podcast on Baltimore Positive. So I get invited by Karen Sagal to Rheingold. Does that sound right? The last name from the Pikesville?
Beth Rheingold.
Beth. I had the wrong first name. Beth. Yeah. Thank you, Beth.
Beth's taken over in the last several years. Yes.
I'm getting old. I had Beth on recently. So her and the folks, Jessica Normington, invited me through Karen Sagal and my wife. And this is before the plague. So this is probably
right before
19.
It was 2019.
Yes, 2019.
It was 19. So it was probably
the fall.
In the spring.
It was like April, May.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was in the spring.
It was actually April 9th.
Okay, so it's spring of 2019. We all go back 5 years ago to see where we were. And we get invited, my wife and I, Karen and a bunch of people before the plague. And keep in mind, before the plague, there was a lot of like charity events where there was food. And they would invite caterers. We all been with a ring ding and bought the Taste of ticket. And there's 10 restaurants. I've thrown those parties. And a lot of that went away. And we couldn't touch each other for about 2.5 years and wearing masks. But before that, we're all in this giant country club ballroom. Not one ballroom, like several. Like they all opened up and splayed out, even out into the hallway. I mean, there was just a lot. It was the Pikesville, Reisterstown, Owings Mills.
It was the Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce, right?
Greater Baltimore Chamber
so
of Commerce.
So I and my wife, and I know I'm skinny, you know, but I eat a lot. And we get invited all the time to be celebrity judges at these events. And like part of being a celebrity judge is wonderful. You come out, people are nice to you, you get to see friends, visit people, maybe do some business with people. Maybe make friends with people 5 years later like you guys. But the problem with it is you have to eat everything if you're going to be a judge.
Right.
I mean,
I
do everything with integrity. You guys know this, right?
Right.
That's why the Ravens and the Orioles threw me out. So we have to eat everything, even like liver pate, which is no way I'm going to like it. But if you're serving it, I'm going to have a mouthful of it. And we always wound up with indigestion. My wife,
right?
A little known secret. Karen, I love you for inviting me. So we went around that night. I mean, Ruth's Chris there. You know, there's all sorts. You could name all the places that were there, right? Everybody that's in that area had a little restaurant stall. And we walked around the place and we ate everything. Kind of indiscriminately, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Did you try this? There were about 8 judges, and we all were comparing. Hey, did you try that? That's pretty good over there. Go get that. They got an onion ring. They got a chicken satay, you know, whatever. So you were like in the back, in the corner. I mean, I don't know. You must have been like a new business because you weren't on a prime strip, man.
We were back off the block.
We hadn't even opened our storefront.
We didn't have a storefront.
You were just a caterer at that point, right?
Right.
So I went up and I said to this guy, because I had eaten your food and it was really good. Like you had 3 or 4 things out that night, as I remember it.
Yeah.
You had several items. That was like a little bit of a taste. It wasn't a one item ring ding. It was more like, hey, fill up a plate. You got a little of this, a little of that. So I picked it up. I'm like, this is all really good. And I didn't even know what it was. And I looked at it and I'm like, what is that? It sort of tastes like sausage, sort of tastes like lasagna. But there's no noodle. And I'm like, what is that? And you're like, that's my
butternut squash lasagna.
Butternut squash lasagna. So of all the things I ate there, you know, all the meats, all the desserts, all the appetizers, all the seafood, all of the chef things, that was the best thing I put in my mouth that night. So I went over to say hello to you, to meet you. I'm thinking, who's this good looking guy? And he says to me, you're nasty effing Nestor. That's what he said to me. Without the effing.
Well, the funny thing is,
that's what you said to me.
The reason we're in business today is that butternut squash lasagna. And so it's Erin's recipe. It's the first thing she ever made for me. She was doing a healthy cooking class. I went to her house. We were just friends at the time. And
now you're married.
And now we're married and we're in business. And that item alone,
that started it all.
One of the best things I've ever tasted. When my wife found out you guys were coming out and doing the show today, she's like, we got to bring home some of that. And I'm like, you're not coming home till Christmas, man. I mean, you know, it's so good that it's like it could be served as a Christmas dish.
Yes. It could.
I mean, it's delicious. I mean, a lot of Italian folks always serve lasagna on Thanksgiving, on holidays,
or
whatever,
Christmas,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm half Italian, so what is this recipe?
So we take the butternut squash and we thinly slice it.
So it's like a noodle.
The butternut squash is the noodle.
Like when you bite into it, it has the consistency of an al dente.
Right, of an al dente noodle.
Noodle, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we,
I even know what al dente is. I grew up Italian. Come on, man. My grandfather's from the old country.
Yeah, so we thinly slice it. We, you know, boil it kind of like you would boil a noodle. Not as much time, but yeah, we do that. And then we have the ground turkey we season to taste like Italian sausage. Marinara, fire roasted.
And what is
peppers.
In that Italian? So I mean, like it's not sausage, but I'd swear
it's ground turkey.
So it's the fennel.
It's the fennel seed.
It's the fennel. Yeah, the fennel, the oregano,
when I
garlic.
Take it home, because I've come in and gotten this thing a dozen times. During the plague, he wouldn't let me in. I'm out in the parking lot banging on the door. I need lasagna. Let me in.
We're
you know?
Sorry, like, we'll bring it to you.
Yeah, like he wouldn't let me in or anything. And I'm like, I thought we were friends. I got a mask on. My hands are clean. I got a shot. I just, I washed my hands.
Yeah, we didn't let anybody
you
in.
You guys were serious, man.
Yeah.
But that just speaks to in the plague. This is back when the Ravens used to let me in. I mean, one of the reasons I don't come to your place anymore, honest to God, is I'm not in Owings Mills 3 days a week.
I know, you're not out there.
I mean, Chad Steele would say I was never there. I was only in your store 3 days a week. And I wasn't out there getting bonbons. I was out there, like, working and, like, stopping. And you guys powered me up with this chocolate banana
thing. Oh, yeah, the chocolate banana
thing.
Protein
What
muffin.
Is that thing?
So the chocolate banana protein muffin has about 11 grams of protein in it. So it's a nice, balanced little snack.
So it is good for me?
It is. Yeah, it's good. You don't have to feel guilty about it.
Chocolate would always melt on my fingers, though.
I know, but that's the fun part.
It was sort of like I'll be honest with you, and this will take you back. You Baltimore girl?
Mm-hmm.
You Baltimore boy?
Yes.
Carroll
County.
So
if you're Baltimore, well, close enough. So when I was a kid, I'd get the Tasty Cakes, right? And you would always, the candy cakes, you would always pull the peanut butter and the chocolate
right.
off.
Candy cakes,
or
yeah.
you would pull the butterscotch off the crimpet.
Right.
You know? So that's sort of like.
Yeah, the butterscotch off the crimpet.
It reminds
crimpet, yeah.
me of that when the chocolate gets yep. stuck on my hands. So I'm like a customer.
It's like nostalgic food.
I'm a real clean cuisine customer. And it's taken me years to get Jerry and Aaron Schlichting on the program today. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Our friends at Window Nation are also making it happen. They got to get me doors. It says windows on it, but they do doors. I need a couple of doors for my joint, 866-90-NATION. I get to wear the wacky hat. We're giving away Maryland Lottery scratch-offs, holiday scratch-offs today out here at Foreign Dot. We're also going to be giving them away on Monday at Wise Markets in Honey Go. It's going to be fun. And you have a crab cake, but I want to talk about your business just in general sense because, like, you met over this squash, you're catering, I meet you in 19... You weren't married. You were like getting married then, or you just
yeah,
married?
Yeah, we had just gotten married. We figured, hey, if we're going to be business partners, we might as well just get married, too.
Right. I mean, do you have to work? 51.49.
Might as well.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. But you were getting that space together. You're in the Crondell.
Yeah.
Crondell
Corner.
So on the way to MPT next to Stevenson.
Right, usually, down. If really? You're going yeah. to get your emissions done, we're kind of right where they.
Right
you know,
in front of the
right,
emissions.
Right where the emissions
right
is. So a lot of people.
Boulevard. Next to the 7-Eleven.
A lot of people come in and they're like, well, I was in the area getting my emissions done. So,
well, you know, I've been in that area from the beginning, right? When the Ravens came to town
right.
and practicing there, Marvin and Brian and all that, that I was always out there. And Steve's Deli was in that plaza, and there was always dry cleaning, and there's not Taekwondo. What's it called?
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga, yeah.
Okay, so.
They're no longer there.
They're no longer there.
Cleaners is no longer there. Pandemic just shut everyone down.
Man, the pandemic's rough, man.
Our business tripled during the pandemic.
Well, you were primarily at that point. I mean, and you can't come in and sit down and eat in your place.
Right. Correct.
So that, you know.
And we don't want people sitting down.
So don't hold it against me that I have not had you, that it
right.
took me to get an awesome cannabis dispensary here, like Foreign Daughter, for me to get this crab cake out
right.
here today.
Right.
But I wanted to feature you. And so, you know, first time I'm somewhere that's not like Pappas or Coco's or, you know, any of the places that would have a crab cake, I wanted to bring you out. What, you're. Squash recipe thing. Is that a family thing? Like, where do these recipes all come from?
The butternut squash lasagna recipe came from just me trying to cook healthier. You know, that recipe came together with a really good recipe for making your own sausage from scratch without all the processed ingredients that go into, you know, the stuff that you get at
this
the
store.
This
was a speech you gave me that night. She's like,
right?
All of our stuff's clean. It says clean cuisine on it. It's clean. It's healthy. And I'm like,
yeah, it's no it's just
I like
not
healthy.
Processed food. Right.
I'm going to yoga when I leave here, literally, to sweat and to wash it with this Hex stuff that I got to meet the guy that makes the stuff who's a lacrosse player who couldn't get his stuff clean.
I've heard
so
good stuff about
this
that.
Show is educational. I'm all,
right.
I'm telling you. Her squash lasagna thing is one of the best things I've ever had. It won this competition. Every time I come in there, it's right on the wall. It says winner of the best of something, something. What does it right. say?
It just says it's an award-winning butternut
award
squash.
Award-winning,
right.
yeah. Butternut squash lasagna, yep.
I help with that award.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that out loud. I've said that to people
so
in there.
On the way over, I said, you know he's going to mention that he helped us. He turned the whole room to vote for us.
I did turn the room. No, I went. We had a little room. This is serious. We had a room across the way, and Karen is a taskmaster. She's already texted me 3 times today. She's helped me with this charity initiative that I'm going to be pulling off in February. That's my first announcement of it, my first public announcement that I'm
doing. Oh, nice.
doing something bigger than anything I've ever done in February. How about that? So
very cool.
It'll be cool. So I mean, I had the celebrity. I can tell you who some of the people were. Well, Karen Sagal was there. There were people there in various media from city paper types and Baltimore Sun and whatnot. But I went into the room and I told everybody, I'm like, have you been back into that back room and tried this thing? And a couple of them were like, no, and where is that? I literally said,
we're hiding in the corner.
All of you come with me. So six of you haven't tasted it and you're in here voting? Stop. I said, Karen, stop. They got to come taste this food. I said, don't make it obvious that, like, I sent you, but go in there and get some of this, whatever that orange thing, it looks, smells like sausage. I don't know what the hell it is. Nice people, pretty lady. The guy, you know, used the F-bomb when he met me. Must be one of my people. Clearly a listener. Clearly a WNSD listener.
Right.
So, but I took people back in to make sure that they were taking it as seriously as they should. And when they came back, you won.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I opened their mouths and shoved your food down and said, you're going to like it.
Right.
They loved it.
It was different.
They came
back. It's just something different.
Yeah.
It's not your run-of-the-mill, you know.
And that's our goal, is like really trying to give people
a little different.
Different recipes that you can do really good food, a little bit better, nothing inflammatory, no inflammatory ingredients, nothing that's going to make you feel like crap after you eat it. That's our goal in all of the food that we do, especially same with our
crab
cake. Crab
cake. Come on, bring it up here.
Here
this is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Jerry Schlichting and Aaron Schlichting are from Clean Cuisine. I don't want to touch that, but just show them that. There you go. Clean Cuisine. The cameras are
there. We go.
So, yeah, cleancuisine.com.
Cleancuisinemd.com.
MD.com.
MD for Maryland, yeah.
So, that's a good looking. That plate's up nice.
Yeah.
And there's no gluten in it.
Look at
there's
this.
There's no high fructose corn syrup. There's no blended oils. It's all fresh crab meat, never pasteurized. I'll put our crab cake up against anyone's. And I'll take on all challengers.
See, this is,
blind taste.
This is broiled on the top.
Yes, they're,
but it looks like it's got that thing I like on the bottom, that crusty on the bottom.
You're gonna like it.
So I like, you know, business on top, party on the bottom. You know,
right?
Is what I like. You know,
right?
What I'm saying. So, no tartar for you.
No tartar. Well, tartar sauce is for crab cakes that don't taste good. You don't really need. I put cocktail. I know you're a tartar guy, but we don't even.
No,
make it.
I'm not a tartar guy.
I thought I remember you somewhere.
No. Here's
good.
What happened with tartar. I'm from Dundalk. We make hockey pucks. This is more of a country club style crab cake. So if I'm looking at this, it looks like, say, Pappas crab cake looks a little bit like this, a slurry. I'm looking for. So this is the way it's broiled in your world. And I see, I'm looking for ingredients and I'm looking for different things. But
you're not going to find a lot. Go ahead, crack it
it's
open.
It's a very simple crab cake.
Yep.
Before I ate the crab cake, I want to tell the tartar story because, like, you thought I liked it. I've never had tartar on anything but a fish stick in my life,
good.
Right? Being from Dundalk, right? A little Gordon's Fisherman, you know, whatever.
Right.
Comes a little packet.
Right.
And I went on this crab cake tour everywhere in the state, like Eastern Shore. And everywhere I went, I got tartar sauce served with it. And everywhere I went, I looked around and people were just throwing it away. You know, it kind of came in a little plastic thing. People look at it and they're like, it kind of looks like relish in mayonnaise. But like cocktail sauce is something I had on every crab cake all of my childhood.
Right.
But I do agree, like now that I get more Gucci, like I was home the other night with a couple of Fadley's crab cakes from my party. And I was just home alone and she gave me tartar and cocktail. And I'm like, I'm not eating any cocktail sauce. I mean, I don't think I even touch the cocktail sauce.
I eat them just the way they
come. But the first 40 years of my life, when I was at the barn doing the show back in the day, I would always have cocktail. I mean, I grew up with cocktail sauce with it, in the way you would have cocktail sauce with an oyster, right? And a boiled oyster, probably where it comes from, right? You want that horseradish, maybe a little feel with it.
I mean, I do cocktail sauce with my steamed shrimp.
I do too.
Yeah,
right?
That's when I like the cocktail sauce.
Do you want it to make you cry or no?
Ours is pretty intense. I mean, it'll clear your sinuses.
All right.
Like it's a good cocktail.
I've waited 5 years. He's been trying to pawn this crab cake off on me. How many times have I come in your store? You're like, you want a crab cake today?
No.
I'm going to wait for the tour.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, like, it's just, I mean, you just taste it. I mean, that's all
I can say. Here we go. I don't have anything to wash it down with.
5 years
I see a little eggy, like, thing going on in here. I like that.
5 years of anticipation.
That's a damn fine crab cake. That's fine, man. How'd you keep it warm?
It was cooked right before we brought it, and I have
it. Nancy Devine from Fadley's, we had a debate one day, and she said, You don't want, when you take that home, don't heat it up so much. It doesn't need to be hot.
Eat it cold.
Eat it room temperature. Room temperature. Right. She said you'll taste the flavor more, like a wine. You know, like you drink a red wine cold, you don't really taste it, right?
Right, absolutely.
And you would say, well, I don't really want it warm because I'm American, but this is like perfect. This is like good temperature.
Right.
Yeah. It's warm.
Where
it's
you
not
can
hot.
Taste everything.
I'm shocked that you kept it warm because, like, I'm like, how'd you keep it warm? You just got here. We've been BSing for half an hour. All right, Jerry and Aaron here. Tell me else about your menu while I got, this is business, you do pleasure. Tell me about your business, and because your business really is a thing where people mainly order from you, and you bring it to them, in a lot of cases, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of meal prep. A lot of people will just get food from us for the week. They're tired of cooking. They, you know, don't have time to cook, or it's just maybe two people at home.
That's a damn fine crab cake.
And we do a lot of meal prep. We do a lot of stuff with the Ravens players. Justin Tucker comes in every week and gets food for the weekend.
He goes to Royal Farms. He doesn't come to you. Stop.
You know, Michael Pierce, a lot of the coaches, Laquan Treadwell.
You better tell me he doesn't get fried chicken from you.
No, he does not get fried chicken.
We don't sell
tenderloin from us.
We don't sell fried chicken.
But the interesting thing about the crab cakes is a lot of people get them from us uncooked. So we form them. They take them home. Last weekend, you know, with Hanukkah and the holidays, we just sold so many uncooked crab cakes.
Yeah, I'm not sure crab cake is really on many Hanukkah menus, but for some reason it was
everybody
one
wanted it for.
These people are in Maryland. Come on,
man. Exactly.
You can't help yourself all the time. You gather with family, you eat crab cakes. Right. That's what we do. Yep. It's Maryland. Well, from your perspective, for customers that want to try your products or come in, just come in and get it and go. It's just easy. Because the last time I was out there, it's back when I had a press pass, I had a mask on, couldn't even get in. So, I mean, your storefront was kind of new, and then the plague happened.
Right.
And then you couldn't come in. Right. So, I mean, I don't know that everybody has an association with coming in the way that you go online and order. And, I mean, I think of you, every time I'm in there, it looks like stuff's going out the back door to somebody's house.
Right.
Like, that's the way your business
is
set
up. Yeah, I
mean,
a lot of people call or, you know, call in advance, place their order. Again, some people will just get their food for the week. And they call, they place their order, they come in, they pick it up at their, and they eat it at their convenience. So that's the nice part is, I mean, like, it doesn't really matter what time, you know, we're like, oh, what time do you need the food ready by? 2 o'clock. If they show up at 4 o'clock, it's not a big deal. You know, you
doing a lot of specials or just like sort of core menu items at this point?
We do a lot of different stuff. We do a stuffed shrimp. That's amazing. It has that crab cake on top of a butterfly shrimp. That's just, you know, out of this world.
I'll be eating that at Wise on Monday. Yeah. I love meat. I mean, that,
the stuffed shrimp is
one.
Just a, right. It is. It's such a great combination. And
we
it's
do
just
the,
a little tiny version of that crab
and we
cake
use the same
on top
mixture.
Of the,
like a lot of places that'll do stuffed shrimp, they'll use a different crab meat. They'll use back fin crab meat. We only use jumbo lump. If you look at that, you only see jumbo lump. There's no other meat in there, and it's all fresh crab meat. A lot of places, I know a lot of the people that sell to a lot of the places that make crab cakes, and most places in Maryland, believe it or not, are using Chinese or Indonesian or Mexican pasteurized crab meat, which will stay in your fridge for a year.
I can taste the difference. Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you can totally
taste it. That's all fresh, and it's all jumbo lump, and we never do anything different.
Well, count me in. Count me as impressed. But I was, look, I helped you become award-winning. You know what I mean?
It's true.
I've been pimping you from the beginning. I will pimp you here for anyone. If you haven't been to Clean Cuisine, they're one of my favorite little joints in town. I have never had the crab cake before 5 minutes ago, even though it's become...
It's been 5 years of anticipation.
It's been like a urinating match across the counter with him. Over the. Mine's the best. Why are you trying all these other ones? Mine's the best.
Yeah, every time you post something. Anyone have any ideas on the crab cake tour?
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now. People say that to me all the time. What's the best? What's the best? And... So I did the show at Coco's 2 weeks ago, and I've known Marcella 30 years. I mean, I and just a moment of silence for my friend Harvey Myers, who passed away last week, because I know Marcella through Harvey, because we knew each other from the Emerald Tavern 30 years ago. And Marcella won Best Of from the 100.7 thing, slammed her business. People were driving from Finksburg to come get a crab cake at her place, shipping the whole deal. But she said, I'm almost a little embarrassed because, like, I wouldn't want to pick the best. They're all different.
Right.
She
right.
said after the whole afternoon was done, she was all sold out. There was a vendor next to her had a couple of crab cakes left. And they're like, hey, you want a crab cake? And she's like, yeah, give me one of those and ate it and thought, that's delicious.
Right.
You know, everybody, you know,
there's different flavors.
She would
love
this crab cake because it's the delicious crab cake,
right?
I mean, but this does not taste like this or that or that was the beauty of the crab cake tour, dude.
Right.
This, to me, this has a really nice eggy kind of slurry. It's wet in the way that I like it. Not mayonnaise forward, not mustard forward. I mean, I would almost say it's like sort of a really unique combination because I taste some Old Bay-ish flavor in there.
It's just a nicely well-balanced
crab. Yeah, it's balanced. That's what I would say. It's not forward with anything other than the crab itself.
Right.
And I like sort of the oily nature of the
butter.
It's butter.
Yeah, okay. Butter.
Yeah,
that's
like butter. So there's more butter in this than there is. I can feel the oiliness, but I also the bottom where it gets crispy. That to me, that's what I love about a fried crab cake.
Right.
That when they say, "Well, it'll fall apart if we fry it," but I like that nice little hockey puck on the bottom, crunch, that bacon.
Frying, I like a fried crab cake too. There's nothing like a crab cake, and we've done it with ours sometimes too. Like we're messing around, we make them a little smaller, but. I agree with you. Like the fried crab, I think there's nothing like a fried crab cake, but it's something that you know.
This would fall apart if you put this in.
If it's cold enough, we probably could. If you made them a little smaller, we couldn't make them that big and put it in the fryer. No.
All right. Well, I gotta go because I gotta eat. Plug your place. Tell everybody what's going on. Did you bring the squash?
Yeah, it's over there.
Yeah, we got the lasagna.
Here's what I'm going to do. Next segment.
And it's warm, too.
I'm going to do a segment here with Drew Westervelt from Hex. I have his stuff here, too.
You guys can eat some lasagna.
I want to show it off in the next step for sure, man. Because, I mean, we're out here, Father and Daughter. It stands for father and daughter. I didn't even know this picture of Michael and Wendy. Wendy's become a friend of mine and talking rock and roll. That's her dad. They started the business here. So it's really a cool story we're going to tell about their pharmacies. I mean, they were a pharmacy family, neighbor care in the community, and decided to go into this business 10 years ago. And,
they know who we are.
Yeah, and well, you deliver food to a lot of people, dude. So let me say that. Jerry Schlichting, his wife Erin, they have Clean Cuisine. They have brought me a crab cake today that is delicious. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Peppermint and crab cakes. And I got leftover gingerbread tickets to give away. Our friends at Window Nation, I'm wearing the fun hat, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free, 0% financing through the month of December and through the holidays. And our friends at Jiffy Lube Multicare. If I go out there and start my car right now, the little orange light's going to come on because I need oil. So, Dundalk, I'm coming for you over to Merritt Boulevard, not far from where Gina Schock grew up. Gina Schock from the Go-Go's Rock and Roll Hall of Famer is going to be joining us here at Far and Daughter as well. So, let's see. We got an education today on crab cakes and butternut squash lasagna.
Right. Healthy lasagna.
Why don't you make a name for that that's like better than butternut squash? Because if I say, does anybody want any butternut squash lasagna, they'd be like, the hell no.
What is that?
You gotta put Aaron's.
That's why we put award-winning
lasagna, delicious.
Extravaganza.
I can't believe it's not sausage and noodles
there
lasagna.
There you go. I can't believe it's not sausage and noodles.
we'll start on that on the new menus.
It tastes better than the sausage and the noodles.
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to Amici's for dinner tomorrow. You know I love you. This lasagna is better than any lasagna that I've had this side of Mrs. Yanuzzi up on Winbrook Road when I was a kid.
The butternut squash really adds another layer of flavor to it, too.
It's not going
to
make you feel like crap afterwards, I promise.
All right.
This is the thing you said. You handed me the first food. That's what you said to me. You said, you're a nasty effing nester, and then you said, here, this food's not going to make you sick, I promise. That's what you said.
If people don't realize a lot of how you feel when you wake up in the morning is what you put in your body, and that's kind of the idea behind what we do. When Aaron started making the butternut squash lasagna,
it's fuel, like those little chocolate banana things that got
it
me thrown
fuel.
Out of
that's
Owings
exactly
Mills.
Exactly what food is.
I missed those. Did you bring me any of those?
No, I didn't bring any of those. I could have.
Sorry, we didn't have time.
Dude, I told him I wanted those.
Oh, he didn't tell me. I would have.
Yeah, we didn't have any to make, and we were kind of busy this morning.
Give me back my press pass so I can go back to Owings Mills. Our friends at Raskin Global, this is my Richard Scher gavel. At some point, I'll hear from him, and he'll come on the show. Remember Square Off?
Yeah.
So this is my crab mallet. See, it's beer opener on this side.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right?
Nice.
You know,
multitasker.
Right. I mean, I like a crab cake with a little balance and I like a crab mallet that opens my beer, you know? Big appreciation to all of our sponsors. We're baking up something in February that's going to be really awesome, but we're out here with Curio Wellness and our friends at Far and Daughter who have sponsored our 25th anniversary. I have been delinquent in releasing all of the memories. We're stuck on 23. I wish I was stuck at 23, quite frankly, but we're going to get those out through the holidays. Luke's and Owings Mills. Ravens are headed to San Francisco for Christmas night. It's holiday week around here. I'm one eggnog away from a true celebration. Thanks to Aaron and Jerry. We're going to continue on. We're at Far and Daughter. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation and our friends at Jiffy Lube. Stay with us. We're in Timoney and eating crab cakes and talking about cannabis and detergent and all sorts of rock and roll.